we're feeling kind of this is a defeat, although it's a draw, Rory. Does that make any sense?
It certainly does, Charlie. You know, that's the way it certainly feels when you can see the goal after being 4 points up, I suppose, with 3 minutes to go, you know. But, you know, that's the way we knew Kildare were never going to lay down. They were going to come at us. It's disappointing, but a wee bit like the Sligo game, you have to get over it, you have to get on with it and not get too carried away, you know.
Yeah, very poor first half. There was a lot of fouling, a lot of cynical fouling going on out there. We were very critical of Kildare and their tactics in the first half, and we felt they should have got at least one red card. There was no cohesion at all in that first half, Rory.
No, you know, for Kildare, a Southern team, it was almost as if it was an Ulster derby, you know. Yeah. There was dog eat dog out in the middle of the field. There was nobody wanted to leave themselves exposed at the back. We didn't want to let, neither team wanted to let runners come through the middle. Kildare have a lot of very mobile, athletic guys. You know, we didn't want to stop that. We didn't want them coming through. Likewise, Kildare certainly didn't want our men coming through, you know. I suppose we would have felt there was one or two tackles were definitely borderline red cards, you know. But that's the way it goes, you know.
Big improvement in the second half in terms of possession, but again, first 10 or 15 minutes, a lot of wage down there that could have really put Donegal out of sight, perhaps.
Aye, Charlie, that's what we'd be probably most disappointed in. We got some good quality ball in at that stage. We didn't probably show enough composure up front, but that's something that's going to have to come. We've got quality lads in there. Probably, they felt under pressure to snatch at the shots. We'd have to work at that in the training ground, but we've enough quality there to get those things right.
Yeah, and then the improvement came in terms of the finishing, and the points started to come, and Kildare were under a lot of pressure. And to be fair, when we went 8-4 up, in the game, given the type of game it was, there didn't look to be any way back for them really at that stage.
No, you know, to be honest, we felt we snuffed them out completely in the second half. It was hard to see where the scores were going to come from Kildare. But to be honest, we went 8-4 up. We switched off. We allowed them a short kick out. They built from it. They got a point up at the other end, and then a 3-point lead's always a dangerous lead. You know, you got to push on at this level all the time. You can't sit back and defend. You've got to go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points up. You know, you've got to be hungry enough or ruthless enough to do that.
Yeah, the goal had an element of luck about it, because I think Johnny Doyle, it was a poor free, it was more ballooned up than anything. The guy fisted it on, and I think that fist caught everybody out really, didn't it?
Yeah, it completely caught us out. They got the break of luck with it, and they may say they deserved it for keep coming at it. We're very disappointed to concede a goal in that fashion, because we had defended fairly well and nullified their threat. Kildare had been a high scoring team all year, and we had stopped them looking dangerous, you know.
Yeah. The defence has been fantastic in the last two matches. You'd have to say, Rory, 6 points conceded against Tyrone, and 1-5 today, and that goal basically at the end of the game. So no complaints there. Is there room for improvement in terms of our game going forward, perhaps? If there's any criticism, perhaps the long ball didn't work at many times today.
No, you're probably right, Charlie, there. You know, I suppose Donegal would have got criticism for too much short passing. Yeah. I suppose we are trying to get the ball in earlier. We feel we've big lads in there, good ball winners. Probably the quality of the ball going in isn't good enough. That's what we'll have to work on, as you say. I think, you know, I suppose any new management coming in, the first thing they've got to do is, you know, make sure you're defensively sound, matter what sport it is, whether it's rugby, soccer, Gaelic. You get your defence in order, and if you can keep the scores down, you've always got a chance. But up front, we'd be looking for an improvement, not just in our finishing, but in the quality of ball going in and our fluidity of movement. Yeah. You know,
you made a number of good substitutions today. Guys are working their way back from injury. There's a couple of other guys. I was talking to Neil Gallard half time. He thinks maybe another week or two he'll be back. I know you and Jim and everybody involved in the backroom team are anxious to get everybody fit, Rory, in terms of just deciding what your best 15 is.
Yeah, we'd love to have everybody fit. Unfortunately, we haven't had that, you know, since the McKenna Cup started. Lads are working hard to get back. You know, Rory Kavanagh there wasn't able for a full game. He probably played longer than we had hoped for.
Yeah.
You know, needs must at times, but when we get them all back, it's, you know, the way football's gone now, with the pace of it, and the, you know, no matter what, it might not be the best quality, the pace of Gaelic football now is relentless, particularly with two teams like out there today. It's now a situation where you'd need the 5 subs, and you need a big panel for that. But there's no doubt you want your quality players, the Knights of Neil Gallagher, the Knights of Michael Hegarty now back in it, Christy Toy. You want all these lads coming into it along with the younger blood.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the league table here and thinking. Everybody said we needed to win our home games to have a chance maybe of staying in Division 2. We've only drawn our 2 home games, but the one away to Tyrone was an extra bonus. And I suppose after 3 games, you'd have taken 4 or 5 points. We have 4 games to go. The next one's away to Meath. So the challenge continues, Rory, to stay in this division. But a reasonable start, 2 draws and a victory.
Yeah, a reasonable start. Lots of positive and a fair few negatives as well, you know. But as I said, we're a work in progress. We want to get results. There's no doubt about it. You want to win football matches. It breeds confidence. But we'll see the Meath challenge. Meath got beaten in Antrim last night. That'll be a different challenge than today. They're a different type of team with big physical players. They play Route 1 football. But I've no doubt if we... perform the way we played in the second half, and if we perform likewise in the second half of Tyrone, if we perform like that then in Meath, we're more than good enough to do it. It's 2 weeks time, we have to get the Sigerson over us this weekend, hopefully we'll have a few more lads back, we'll train hard and prepare well, and we'll look for an improvement, you know. Every day is different, so it is, and there's different players, we'll have different roles, we'll play different days, but the Meath game will be a different challenge. But if we produce the level of performance we played in that second half, I'd feel we'll be able to win most matches.
And finally, Rory, a hard division to predict by the looks of things, because Antrim beat Meath last night, Laois went up to Celtic Park and absolutely hammered Derry this afternoon, and then Tyrone, who'd started so poorly in their opening two matches, went and won comfortably with 14 men down in Sligo. So you can't take anything for granted here.
No, you can't take it, you know, and I suppose we'll take the positives out of that. It's only ourselves and Laois are undefeated, you know, so what we're aiming for is consistency, you know. Ourselves and Laois are undefeated,
that's right.
We'd be looking for a level of consistency, hopefully a consistently good standard of performance. We probably haven't got that. We're a wee bit up and down against Sligo, probably more up than down against Tyrone, and a bit of both again today. But if we could put 50-55 minutes of the level of performance that we have done so far together, we'd be very hard beat.